Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast. And welcome to our 93rd podcast in this early August edition. Hey, once in a lifetime. And some of the topics we're talking about today, I can almost guarantee you, will occur once in a lifetime. So we always recognize our digital audience, be they many or few, and here they are. And nothing like a digital audience because they don't make a mess in the studio. And our segue today will be for those people who live in towns where the trains go through, and you hear this often at intersections. Well, of course, the first thing that would actually be something that we would love to embrace for once in a lifetime would be a pandemic. Oh, my goodness. You know, perhaps your grandfather or maybe your father lived through the Spanish flu pandemic of 1917-1918. And I'll tell you something. Looking back on 2020, these will not be the good old days for us, huh? But let's hope this pandemic is once in a lifetime. And there's something else that I think, regardless of what side of the political spectrum that you're on, and we don't use this podcast to dwell into politics, but I'm sure this election, regardless of whether it's President Trump for four more years or Joe Biden, VP, becoming the president for the next 4 years, I'm almost certain, I can almost guarantee that this will be the last time America will have boomers for president. Yeah, you know what? Both men are in their late 70s. I don't think there's any more boomers out there that are going to run for president. No. So, you know, thinking about that leads me to think about Las Vegas and things being done for boomers in terms of new construction and games. You know, I'm going to acknowledge I'm a boomer. Hey, and you have to acknowledge this. We're all in the fourth quarter, baby. We're all in the fourth quarter. And so I doubt if new construction like Circa downtown is about the boomers at all. Right? It's just something we have to put up with. But they're still playing boomer music in casinos, baby. That must drive a lot of people crazy. All right. So once in a lifetime, the boomers for the moment still have some weight in Las Vegas. Just go into a casino during the day. It's boomer heaven, baby. It's boomer heaven. Oh, my. And here's another once in a lifetime. You know, some of you might recall, maybe this occurred in your family as well. We canceled our trip to Las Vegas. The pandemic had something to do with that. Yeah, it did. But we bought those lower price tickets from Southwest called Wanna Get Away. And that's how they say it. W-A-N-N-A. Wanna Get Away. And you don't get a cash refund with those. But because of the pandemic, these tickets are good until the cash value of those tickets, a little more than $700 in our case, are good until September 7th, 2022. Wait, one more time. September 7th, 2022. So we have a long time to make up our mind to go back. Well, we'll be there before 2022. But I still believe it's once in a lifetime that you can cancel, you know, an air flight reservation and they'll give you 2 years to use it. Come on. That's pretty incredible, man. And the reason we canceled our flight, you know what? It's because we had no place to stay because the M Life closed down all their casinos along with everybody else on the strip. And so, wow, we weren't going to crash in our daughter's pad yet. You know, not for a week. Give her a break. So, hey, so now I just got 2 days ago an email from M Life saying that I have my complimentary rooms at the Luxor back. Now, let's talk about this deal. The deal was 4 complimentary nights, $50 food credit, and $25 in free play, which, of course, my wife would grab right away. I wouldn't get a nickel of that, but would share the $50 food credit. Oh, my. And we could give our daughter a break because we'd only be staying 4 nights and we'd hit her house, her new home, for 3. Wow. That's a good deal. But come on, we got those back. And we're talking about Tower Premium Rooms. We also got 3 nights at the Delano. Oh, maybe that's where we're going to go. Maybe both places. After months, you get them back. You get them back. I'll probably never have that experience again. And gambling-wise, oh, about a week ago, we took advantage at the Meadows Casino in Washington, Pennsylvania. They've been giving us complimentary rooms to the Hyatt Hotel, which they're joined with by a four-floor sky bridge. At the Meadows is a beautiful casino with also its own racetrack, but it's harness racing. That doesn't appeal to me, but it is still beautiful to see those horses. And, you know, 2,500 machines. It's nice, all the table games you would want. But something happened at the craps table for me that I don't expect to happen again in my lifetime. Here it is. So as probably in most casinos during this pandemic and where the casinos reopened, despite the size of the table, these are big tables, at the Meadows, only 6 players at a table. So there's 3 on one side of the dealer and 3 on the other. And there's actually a circle they put on the wood. You know, you're here, right? And of course, most of the dealers have face shields. Every patron in the casino has to wear a mask or they're not getting in the front door. Also, you have to pass a temperature check, which they had a pretty nifty machine. I've never seen them before, but I don't know, 1/4 of the size of a toaster. You just stuck your wrist over it, just your wrist. And it was beep, you know, blue light would come on. I'm imagining that if you had an elevated temperature, a red light would come on and some other sound would occur. But I'm thinking, wow, that's going to probably get popular because it was so quick. You know, nobody's staring in your face with a temperature gun. Boom, just put your wrist out, bang, there you go. But you had to have a mask on. So I had a 3-hour stand-up battle at the craps table, playing from the down pass, playing from the pass line, playing 3-2-1 craps, you know, playing the hybrid system where I bet the down pass and place bet the 6 and 8. After 3 hours, you know, I say 3-hour battle because I have a mask on the whole time. All right. I'm $5 ahead, so I color up. And after they give me the chips, I say, what the hell? I'll go with the next shooter. So I say, let's hop the hard numbers on the come-out roll for $5. That means there's a dollar and everything, but that's a $5 bet. There's only 4 hard numbers. So I said, go high on the 10. So that the hard 10 has $2, and all the other hard numbers have $1. And remember, this is a hop bet. It's just one roll. And, you know, it's 30-1 odds. So, hey, what the heck? So I don't know. I'm only $5 ahead. That's after I tipped everybody, too. So this is what the shooter does. The shooter throws a hard 10. So I won $60 minus 3 because you don't win on the other hard numbers. I had $2 on the hard 10, remember? And before I could say anything about pressing or whatever, my wife comes up. So I'm just standing with her and I said, hey, I got a hot bed working. So I just hit one time. So I'm just standing with her. Next comes up a hard 8. Bang. Then another throw. Another hard 8. Bang. And then a hard 6. Bang. And then a hard 8. Bang. And then the shooter sevens out. Never made a 10, you know? He threw the hard 10 on the come out. Well, I don't know. I'm counting my chips. It looks like I'm $165 up instead of $5. Now, that sequence of hard numbers, you know, consecutively, which it had to be on a hot bet, believe me, I doubt if that will happen again. Once in a lifetime, but it was a nice time for it to happen with my wife giving me the approval. You know how that is. So once in a lifetime, baby, anything could happen. So as you may know, we're coming to you from Western Pennsylvania, the suburbs of Pittsburgh. Right? Once in a lifetime. How about sports? How about professional sports with nobody in the stands, you know? Oh, boy, I'll tell you, unless there's somehow digital people placed in the stands. You know, some stadiums have people cutouts, and then somebody correctly put a mask on them. You know, you can't believe it. It's just once in a lifetime. And, you know, truthfully, as of this first week in August, it's still likely that Major League Baseball will be canceled because the COVID-19 virus just seems to be wreaking havoc with the teams. Hockey playoffs are underway. We'll see how that goes. And professional football, they're practicing. We'll see what happens there. But I think this professional sport out of the basketball bubble in Florida that pro teams are playing, but I still think this is all once in a lifetime, right? Well, first of all, they're not going to be able to pay the salaries that they pay if people aren't allowed to go to the games, you know, for the next 4 or 5 years. It's not going to happen, all right? And we're just prayerful that a vaccine will just be around the corner, you know, and much sooner than later. Let's just keep our fingers crossed. But once in a lifetime, nobody in the stands. Now, here in Western Pennsylvania, where football is king, high school football is king. Now, I'm not saying that high school soccer or golf or volleyball isn't important, but it's still high school football that gets thousands into the stands on Friday nights. And maybe we're not like Texas or Florida, but it's still king here. How about this? For the moment, the PIAA that regulates athletics at a high school level in Pennsylvania is permitting football to go forward for the time being. But no spectators. No spectators. Mom and dad included. Mom and dad, brother and sister, they're not even talking about letting students into the stands. When you think about it, you know, these soccer players, these volleyball players, girls volleyball, the golfers, co-ed or separate teams, no spectators. My goodness. And it's sort of illogical because these athletes from all these sports are in school. Oh, no, they're not. Most of the schools are online. It makes you wonder, how can you have athletic competition, but there's nobody in the building? Now, some buildings are opening. Some buildings are opening. And others are going like a hybrid system where you're coming to school a couple days a week and you're staying home the other days and you're online. But, you know, it's kind of confusing how this will all work. And, you know, keep to the CDC safety standards, but we'll see. And in Nevada, it's the same thing. People are going to be out. All schools going to go online, including Las Vegas and Reno, etc. But high school athletics, I don't know if it's happening. My goodness. All right. Remember, the topic is once in a lifetime. Now, the public schools may not be going live brick and mortar, but many of the private schools are. And because they're there every day, that's increased their enrollment. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. I just want to add that this debate on whether to go back to school full-time, part-time, I think this debate is once in a lifetime, don't you? Please, just once in a lifetime. Another once in a lifetime, 2020. The government sent us stimulus money, $1,200 a person, and then more if you had dependents. And in addition to unemployment, if you're receiving unemployment, a $600 a week kicker. That's now being debated as of this date, August 6th. And let's see what happens. There might be some changes, but it's also very possible that we'll be getting more government money. You know, I'm used to the government charging me. You know, I have to pay taxes. You know, and I might get a refund on my taxes, but it's my own money coming back to me. Well, I guess you could say it's my own money coming back to me too, but it's some of your money, maybe. So, all right. If you're above ground, enjoy it. Whether it's unemployment compensation increases or a direct government stimulus check to you and yours. Oh, my. Isn't that once in a lifetime? My goodness. If you'd have said that in 2019, you know what? The next year, the government's going to send me a couple $1,000s. And if I lose my job, they're going to give me even more money. Oh, my goodness. We'd have never said it, never thought about it. Not for a moment. Not for a moment. Because it's truly, I hope, once in a lifetime. And because of the closing of restaurants and the reopening of restaurants with stipulations and things that they had to do. And then the semi-closing again. It's, I don't know what your state's like, but here in Pennsylvania, a restaurant can only have 25% occupancy inside the building. So some of them have put up tents in the parking lot, which is okay if it's not a high wind day or the temperature's in the 90s and it's just miserable out there or it's pouring down rain. Oh, my. And now they have a limitation. The bars themselves in PA are closed. The restaurant could be open, and they could serve alcohol. Let's count the drinks. And you can only order alcohol with food. So a lot of bars have gone to a dollar pizza or one piece or French fries for a buck just so they can sell you alcohol legally. Because you know what? They could lose their liquor license. You know, the state could come down on them, so people are afraid. And again, I know it's tough in Vegas. A lot of restaurants will not come back. Big name restaurants just closing and just throwing in a towel, you know, surrendering. And it's not a funny thing, but they say it's for our safety and our health. And then people argue and argue and argue, and they say there's just too many exemptions, too many exceptions. And entrepreneurs, the restaurateurs, you know, that have invested these monies, they just can't sustain it. You know, just think about that. It's a tough business. Restaurant business is a tough business. When you can go full blast, there's a lot of competition. But when that cash register can only ring 25%, you know, it's really challenging. And that's the case. There's a lot of suffering going on. And let's just hope all that suffering, financial suffering, physical suffering, let's just hope and pray it's just once in a lifetime. And of course, you know, it's been our mission statement here at Casinos USA that we were going to seek life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And even though the times may be grim, that's still our mission. You know, we want you to lift up your head, have a positive outlook, and just fight through it. You know, they call it cowboy up, baby, cowboy up. And here's an example that might lift your spirits. This is about two new casinos that are under development right here in Pennsylvania. One is in Westmoreland County, which is very close to me. I'm less than 40 minutes from where that new casino will be. And the other one's across the state in the Philadelphia area. These, I call them satellite casinos because they're a little bit smaller than what you think of when you think of a casino. But I'll give you the specifics. They're being built by the Maryland-based Cornish Gaming Group. And it's the division of the Cornish companies, which they're spending $150 million on just the Westmoreland Casino. And that group is from Maryland Live. They own Maryland Live. And so, you know, that's big time. The VP in charge of both sites is Joe Bilheimer. The Westmoreland, Western Pennsylvania site will probably open close to Thanksgiving this year. And the Philadelphia site will begin construction next year. But see, even in this darkness of the pandemic, people believe that casinos are still viable economic investment. And so, you know, just keep in mind. And to talk about the impact that a small or even a satellite casino can have in an area, there's now a dealer school in a community college near Westmoreland County Community College, it's called, and it's near that casinos operation, and they're training dealers. And in fact, when it's all done, they expect about 500 jobs, you know, a variety of jobs, will be new and added to the Westmoreland County economy because of that particular casino. The community college is expecting to train about 120 people, and they expect 60 or 70 of those dealers to be hired by the new casino. And this new casino will have 750 slot machines and a healthy number of table games. I think for a smaller casino, 30 table games. So I guarantee you, on opening day or close to it, near Thanksgiving, I'll be at that craps table up there and testing out these new dealers to see how we can do. So there's always a way to look at things that maybe kind of lifts your spirits. So that being said, Casinos USA is that special place, that magical place, where every day is Saturday. See you in a couple weeks. Keep the faith. God bless.